pipe and well, I know such a seminar is sometimes, let me say, a non-stop marathon of getting nectar and trying to chant like how you would. Krishna, Krishna. I understand. Can we do a little, because I'm a little down, more down, huh? Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Istivaingre silabe charanaravinda shila bhakti vedanta swami maharaja shila prabhupada ki anand koti vaishnavrinda ki iskon founder acharya shila prabhupada namacharya shila haridasa ki prem se kaho si krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shila prabhupada samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai go vrinda vrinda all glories to the assemblies 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 all glories to the Krishna, Hari Bol. Let me see, we have our translator ready. We have about 1 hour and we must be extremely concentrated if this is possible. We also need to put him a little bit louder. Veer Shanta should be louder because the devotees are more exhausted. As the show goes on, you go higher with the volume. This is the psychology of hearing. The basic understanding of my course Vaishnava culture is that a human being needs to have a proper culture in order to be inspired in his or her life.
Temel moga kursa Vaishnava kultura jest razumijevanje da osoba, ljudsko biće mora imati određene kulturne podloge da bi bilo uspješno u životu.
Someone may say, well, I'm by nature not such a cultured person. I'm more simple.
Neko može reći, prirodom ja nisam jako kulturna osoba, jednostavno sam jednostavniji čovjek.
But even if you are in this category, welcome, I'm also a very simple person by nature. You need to at least have a few points in your life together so that you can spiritually advance.
Ali čak i ako spadate u tu kategoriju jednostavnih ljudi, dobrodošli, ja također jako jednostavan, ali još uvijek je potrebno da imate nekoliko bazičnih poanti koje će vam pomoći da napredujete.
Another word for culture it's sadachar.
Druga riječ za kulturu je sadachar.
Sadachar means an activity which accompanies sadhana.
Što znači djelatnost koja prati sadhanu.
Let us, to make it understandable, use the example of medicine.
Iskoristimo primjer lijeka.
You might have the best medicine in the world, but if you don't act properly, it cannot work.
Možete imati najbolji lijek na svijetu, ali ukoliko se ne ponašate pravilno, neće djelovati.
Let me give you an example. Let us say there is a disturbance in the stomach and you have a very good Ayurvedic stomach medicine.
Uzimam za primjer da došlo do nekih uznemirenja u stomaku i vi posjedujete vrlo dobar ajurvedski lijek za stomak.
You can take this wonderful medicine, but if your eating habits are that you eat too much ghee and continue with very spicy food, the medicine cannot help you.
Vi možete primijeniti taj divni lijek, ali ukoliko ne promijenite svoje navike jedenja, ukoliko koristite previše gija ili prezašenu hranu, on vam neće pomoći.
Is this example clear?
Da li je primjer jasan?
In the same way, you can have the holy name.
Na sličan način, možete imati sveto ime.
And nice prasadam.
I dobro prasadam.
And good association.
Dobro društvo.
But if you don't act properly, even these things can help you as much as they could help you.
Ali ako ne djelujete na pravilan način, čak ni ove stvari vam neće pomoći u onolikoj mjeri koliko bi mogli.
So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was talking about this.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur spominje to.
He said that even a spiritual person like you,
čak i duhovno naklonjena osoba poput vas,
must take care that four areas are well taken care of.
Mora brinuti da u svojem životu obezbijedi četiri oblasti da se lijepo odvije.
Physical health.
Prvo je fizičko zdravlje, tjelesno zdravlje.
I think it's clear if you always cough and you are sick, you can't chant.
To je jasno. Ukoliko ste uvijek bolesni i kašljete, onda nećete moći mantrati.
At least not early in the morning.
Barem ne rano ujutro.
Yes. Second area, you must be mentally stimulated.
Druga stvar je da morate biti mentalno stimulirani.
You must have a mission.
Morate imati misiju.
Something you live for.
Nešto za što živite.
Something which fills you.
Nešto što vas ispunjava.
Third area.
Treća oblast.
It's called the social platform.
Zove se društvena razina.
You must have friends.
Morate imati prijatelje. Mm.
And some of you must be married.
Neki od vas moraju vstupiti u brak.
Or be in the properly situated in the brahmachari ashram.
Ili pravilno situirani u brahmachari ashram.
The social dimension is important.
Društvena dimenzija je veoma bitna.
And all these three areas, physical, mental and social, must rest on shastra.
I sve te tri oblasti, fizička, mentalna i društvena, moraju počivati na šastri.
I will now go with you through the points which help you to culture, to have the proper culture so that you can properly advance in your life.
Sad ćemo pregledati poante koje nam omogućuju da izgradimo pravilnu kulturu i na taj način napredujemo u životu.
To be very honest.
Jako iskreno govoreći,
I am in a dilemma.
Ja sam u dilemi.
I do have so much to say, but only one hour, not even one hour.
Ja toliko puno reći, ali samo jedan sat, može čekati toliko.
So you must please help me.
Morate mi molim vas pomoći.
You must concentrate.
Morate se koncentrirati.
Because I can only go to the next point if I see in your faces the sign of enlightenment.
Jer preći na sljedeću poantu jedno ako na vašim licima vidim znakove prosvjetljenja.
Šalim se. Signs at least of some understanding.
Barem neki znak shvaćenja.
The list which I will go through now is from the 10th text of the Upanishad.
Dakle, ovaj spisak koji ću pročitati nalazim u 10. mantri Upanishada.
Our Sudhavi Kunj magazine has kindly agreed to print them in very nice language, so you can read them and put them on. Maybe we could do it like this with a little box. We can put them on the wall and look before we go into the day on these few guidelines.
Dakle, Sudhavi Kunj magazine je također pristao da štampa te poante na jako lijep način i također bi mogli ih staviti na zid i prije nešto započnemo svojim danom možemo pogledati.
I will read them and explain them a little bit and afterwards ask you to repeat some of them.
Pročitat ću ih i onda ću zamoliti vas da ponovite neke od njih.
First point, one should himself become a perfect gentleman and learn to give proper respect to others.
Prva stvar, osoba treba postati savršeni džentlmen i naučiti na pravilan način poštivati druge.
Once Prabhupada was asked, how can we recognize a devotee?
Jednom je Prabhupada bio zapitan, kako možemo prepoznati bhakt?
And he said, a devotee would be a gentleman.
Rekao je, bhakta bi bio gospodin, gentleman.
Or a lady.
Ili dama.
And give respect to others where it is due.
I na pravilan način poštiva druge, one koji su vrijedni.
If you learn to respect another person, you put oil in the machinery of your relationship.
Ukoliko naučimo respektirati druge ljude, onda podmazujete stroj svog odnosa s tom osobom.
But if you want to be respected, oh, the relationship, and don't give respect, will, the relationship will become harcig.
Ali ako samo za sebe očekujete poštovanje, niste spremni želiti poštovanje, onda će taj odnos postati uznemiran.
The second point, we will not have time to go through it, you will read it afterwards. The third point is, one should not become a source of anxiety to others.
Drugo ćemo preskočiti, kasnije ćete pročitati, a treće je da osoba ne bi trebala postati izvor tjeskobe za druge.
By the actions of body, thoughts and words.
Djelovanjem svoga tijela, riječi i misli.
Never bring others into anxiety.
Nikad nemojte druge dovesti u tjesku.
Try to help them.
Pokušajte pomoć.
And you will see how thankful they are.
I vidjet ćete kako su zahvalni.
Don't even think bad about others.
Nemojte čak ne misliti loše o drugima.
The bad thought about others will kill you and will kill the other person.
Loša misla o čovjeku će ubiti kako vas, tako i tu osobu.
Hatred is the worstest poison for the mind.
Mržnja je najgori otrov za um.
Fourth.
Četiri.
One should learn forbearance even in the face of provocation from others.
Treba naučiti biti podnošljivi čak i kad smo provocirani od strane drugih.
On Parayatra, when we were singing, one violent German man came and attacked me and wrestled the mic, wanted to wrestle the microphone out of my hand.
Dok smo pjevali na Parayatri, jedan nasilan Nijemac je došao napao me želeći da mi oduzme mikrofon iz ruku.
He wanted to stop the chanting of the holy name.
Želio je zaustaviti pjevanje svetog imena.
But I was tolerating it, but kept singing.
Ja sam tolerirao to i nastavio pjevati.
And in the end he excused himself.
Na kraju se on izvinio.
Don't react always immediately.
Nemojte odmah reagirati na prvu loptu.
I could have tried my geo-yit, my 1 euro, I know 1 euro exercise, which always works.
Mogu sam isprobati jedan judo zahvat koji znam i koji uvijek funkcionira.
But I just decided to be tolerant.
A da odlučio sam biti tolerantan.
And go on.
I nastaviti.
And that changes the atmosphere.
I to mijenja atmosferu.
It's stronger than an atom bomb.
Jače od atomske bombe.
Learn to be, just know what is right and just do that.
Naučite ono što je dobro i jednostavno izvršite to.
Even if there's cause of provocation.
Čak i ako dođe do provokacije.
Then something for the Balkanitska temperamenta. One should learn to avoid duplicity in his dealings with others.
Nešto sad za balkanski temperament. Osoba treba naučiti izbjegavati dvoličnost u svom obhođenju sa drugim.
Don't say to someone, I love you, and when he is gone, say,
nemojte reći osobi, volim te, onda kada otiđe, sasvim drugo iza leđa.
This one thing destroys character.
Ta odlika uništava karakter.
Be always honest.
Budite uvijek pošteni.
Never double-tongued.
Nikad nemojte biti dvolični.
Yes. How do you like these tips?
Kako vam se sviđaju savjeti?
very good.
Do you feel if you do them, something can really change? Da li osjećate da ukoliko ovo prakticirate može da samo nešto promijeniti?
The new word is be proactive.
The new word is budite proaktivni.
This is really what it means in spiritual life to be to do something which is correct and change the atmosphere.
Dakle, u duhovnom životu to znači raditi ono što je ispravno i na taj način promijeniti atmosferu.
Ja. One should not be happy or distressed, that's the 15th point, over desirables and undesirables created by the mind.
Osoba ne treba biti sretna ili tužna zbog povoljnih ili nepovoljnih stanja koje su kreacije uma.
See, and our mind will sometimes rejoice and sometimes suffer.
Naš um će se ponekad radovati, a ponekad ispaštati.
If you can learn to tolerate the ups and downs of your mind, you will become a strong personality.
Ako naučite tolerirati uspone i padove svog uma, postaćete snažna osoba.
And the world will change around you.
I svijet oko vas će se promijeniti.
Let me tell you a story to illustrate this.
Ispričat ću vam priču koja ilustrira ovu poantu.
This is maybe one of the, let me say, the most subtle of laws which you can learn in order to deal with the world.
Ovo je možda jedan od najsubtilnijih zakona koji bi se trebali naučiti da biste mogli se ophoditi pravilno u ovom svijetu.
The world is not good and not bad.
Svijet nije dobar ili loš.
It is the way it is.
On jednostavno da ga prekapiše.
I have to see that my consciousness is Krishna conscious and then I will deal differently with the reality.
Ja trebam se pobrinuti o tome da moja svjesnost bude ispunjena Krišnom, ja ću se na drugi način opojiti prema stvarnosti.
And it's so powerful that I can even change the reality.
I ta svjesnost je toliko moćna da čak može promijeniti stvarnost.
Once there was a dog.
Bio je jedan pas.
He heard about the temple of 1000 mirrors.
I čuo je o templu sa 1000 ogledala.
And decided to look for it.
I odlučio ga potražiti.
When he found it and went inside, he saw 1,000 dogs looking at him.
Kad je ušao unutra, vidio je 1000 pasa koji ga promatraju.
And their tails were going.
I svi se oni mahali sa repovima.
He began to smile.
On se počeo smiješiti.
How nice.
Kako je to samo lijepo.
And then he saw 1,000 dogs smiling at him.
I onda vidio kako se 1000 pasa osmijehuje.
And he became happy and always returned to the temple of 1,000 mirrors.
I onda postao sretan i uvijek bi se iznova vratio u hram 1000 ogledala.
And let me tell you, there was also another dog.
A također je živio u to vrijeme još jedan drugi pas.
One day he went into the temple of 1,000 mirrors.
I on je jednog dana također došao do hrama sa 1000 ogledala.
And he saw 1,000 dogs who had strah in their eyes.
Vidio je 1000 pasa čije su oči bile ispunjene strahom.
Then he was very afraid and he began to show his teeth.
I on je postao jako uplašen i iskezio svoje zube.
And he saw 1,000 dogs aggressively looking at him with teeth ready for murder.
I onda je vidio 1000 pasa kako agresivno ga promatraju sa zubima spremnim za ubojstvo.
So he never ever went again back into the temple of 1,000 mirrors.
Tako da se više nikada ni u životu nije vratio natrag tom hramu sa 1000 ogledala.
Do you understand the story?
Da li shvaćate priču?
It is hot, but I think it is a good point.
Malo je vruće, trenutno ali poanta da...
Be Krishna conscious.
Budite svjesni Krishne.
Don't act only.
Nemojte samo djelovati.
You will see how everything changes, even old mama and old tats.
Vidite kako se sve mijenja, čak i mama i otac.
Try it.
Pokušajte.
The world is a mirror cabinet.
Svijet je kabinet ogledala.
This is a very deep point, but I can't go so deep because of change. It's a it's a point which is, anyways. Now, after having given you just a little test, proba from this Ishopanishad, I can only tell you, do you see how practical these advices are?
Dakle, sada, nakon što sam postavili ovu malu probu, da li možete sagledati koliko su praktični ovi savjeti?
On Parayatra I spoke about this at length, and one devotee came to me and said, this was the most important spiritual instructions which I got.
Na Parayatri sam više razgledao ovu tematiku. Jedan bhakta mi je prišao i rekao, ovo je najbitnija duhovna instrukcija koju sam dobio.
I always thought in order to be in Krishna consciousness I should just lock myself in a room and read for 10 hours.
Uvijek sam mislio da bi bio svjestan Krišna trebam se zaključati u sobu i čitati 10 sat.
But now I know that if I just act in a certain way, my whole consciousness will change.
Ali sada znam da samo ako djelujem na određeni način, cjelokupna moja svjesnost će se promijeniti.
See, we can for a long time sit in this room and, you know, and chant the name fire, 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 but there will be no fire.
Možemo dugo vremena sjediti u ovoj prostoriji i izgovarati riječ vatra, međutim vatra neće biti.
But if we know the right process with this, I don't know how you call them, lighter, yeah. Then we make like ch 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 and then fire.
Međutim, ako znamo pravilan proces upotrebe upaljača, onda ćemo vrlo brzo doći do vatre.
There are processes which bring you to knowledge.
Postoje procesi koji nas uzdižu do nivoa kad smo u stanju da dobijemo znanje.
And you should please, you must read them in the 10th verse of the Upanishad, just in the beginning.
I to trebate preživjeti u 10. stihu Upanishad, Ishopanishad.
They are also there in the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, verses 8 to 13.
Tek onda također nalazimo u 13. poglavlju Gita, od 8. do 13. stih.
Let us go on.
Nastavimo sada dalje.
After this point I will ask you for questions.
Nakon ove poante zamolim ću za pitanje.
I have seen in my own spiritual life and in the life of you know, watching our movement grow and expand, that there is a great strength for devotees to take, but there is also a great danger.
Promatrajući svoj vlastiti duhovni život, a također razvoj i ekspanziju naših pokreta uopće, primijetio sam da postoje načini koje bhakte mogu dobiti puno snage, ali također postoji velika opasnost.
What I will explain now is almost like a knife.
Ovo što ću sada objasniti je poput noža.
With it you can kill someone.
Sa njim možete ubiti.
Or you can even, you can save someone.
Ili spasiti nekog.
You can even cut apples and fruits, distribute them.
Možete rezati voće, jabuke i dijeliti.
A knife is dangerous and helpful at the same time.
Nož je istovremeno i opasna stvar, a također može i pomoći.
We will discuss now relationships.
Sad ćemo diskutirati odnose.
What is it?
Odnos.
Odnos. That's the plural number?
Singular.
Singular. We need the plural.
Odnosi.
Yes, odnosi. If you know how to establish the right relationships, then your spiritual life can be extremely wonderful.
Ako znate uspostaviti pravilne odnose, onda vaš duhovni život će biti odista divan.
In spiritual life there are basically three types of relationship.
Duhovnom životu generalno postoje tri tipa odnosa. Duhovnom životu generalno postoje tri tipa odnosa.
Which also appear in material life.
Koji također sreće u materijalnom životu.
But to make it simple, we will just talk about them in a spiritual way.
Da bi pojednostavili stvari, diskutirat ćemo samo tu spiritualnu stranu odnosa.
Who has an idea what these relationships are?
Ko ima predstavu o tome koji su ti odnosi?
devotees who have relationship between elder devotee and younger devotee.
Yes. Good, let me just take this first one. Thank you very much. Our devotee has said, in the relationships between devotees, we have the relationship of the senior devotee to the junior devotee.
Naš bhakta je rekao, u odnosu među bhaktama, kao prvo postoji odnos starijeg sa mlađim bhaktom.
Now, each one of you is senior to someone.
Dakle, sada svako od vas je stariji u odnosu na nekoga.
How should you act to that person?
Kako treba se opoditi prema takvoj osobi?
First of all, be very careful about so-called seniority.
Prije svega budite vrlo oprezni što se tiče takozvane nadređene.
In the Western civilization, we always want to be master about over someone.
U zapadnoj civilizaciji uvijek želimo biti nečiji gospodar.
Even the young bhakta say, I am 2.5 days longer in the temple than you, therefore you have to follow my authority.
Čaki mladi bhakta kaže, ja sam 2.5 dana duže od tebe u templu i stoga moraš slijediti moj autoritet.
A devotee should try to always look at others in a spiritual way.
Bhakta treba naučiti promatrati ljude na spiritualan način.
And on this level, you are not so much older than another person.
I na tom nivou niste puno stariji od druge osobe.
We are all eternal.
Mi smo svi vječiti.
Another point which I want to say is when dealing with devotees, see what they could become.
Druga stvar koju želim naglasiti je da kada se obhodite na određen način prema bhaktama, razmišljajte o tome što bi oni mogli postati ili biti.
Don't always see what you perceive as the ultimate truth.
Nemojte samo ono što trenutno percepirate prihvaćati kao konačnu istinu.
Someone may now be a little bit more in trouble than you.
Neko može trenutno biti malo više nevolji nego što ste vi.
But they could become great devotees.
Ali mogu postati velike bhakte.
As a preacher, I'm always trying to see this as a perspective.
Ja kao propovjednik uvijek pokušavam vidjeti stvari u toj perspektivi.
And then one can even preach to a stinking punk.
Onda osoba može propovjedati čak i smrljivom punke.
You will not see him as a stinking punk.
Nećete ga promatrati kao smrljivog punkera.
But you will see him as a possible wonderful devotee.
Većete ga vidjeti kao mogućeg divnog bhakta.
If you exercise this vision,
ako malo prakticirate, vježbate tu viziju,
then you will look on, then you will more have a spiritual vision.
Onda ćete imati dublju spiritualnu viziju.
You will be more kind.
Bićete ljubazni.
More understanding.
Više razumijevanje ćete
prilaziti. And you yourself will not be so stressed by others.
I vi sami po sebi nećete biti pod tolikim stresom zbog odnosa s drugim.
When they sometimes act in an impossible way.
Kada ljudi djeluju na nemoguće način.
That's the first point.
To je prva poanta.
Then when you are an older devotee, you should try to help others.
Onda kada stariji bhakta trebate pokušati pomoći drugima.
It should come as natural as water. Your affection, let me say, your affection should flow as natural as water flows from a high place to a lower place.
Vaša privrženost treba teći prirodno, kao što voda prirodno ide sa niže na sa više na nižu razinu.
Natural.
Prirodno.
Not artificial.
A ne umjetno.
It goes by the laws of nature.
To se odvija pod zakonima prirode.
Good. Second point. What is the second relationship you can think of?
Što je druga vrsta odnosa koju se možete sjetiti?
Between initiated and uninitiated.
Yes, between Matajis and Prabhus. Initiated, uninitiated, equal.
Younger to older.
Yeah.
Dakle, imamo različite kategorije odnosa.
This is correct, your point, but we will deal with this now.
Kao iniciran, neiniciran, mataji pravu, ali to su sve točne stvari, ali sad ćemo diskutirati odnos i mlađeg prema starijem.
When we are younger, we should learn from the oldest.
Kad smo i mlađi, onda trebamo učiti od starijeg.
And you can never learn something without respect to your teacher.
Ukoliko ne poštujete svog učitelja, onda ne možete ništa naučiti od njega.
In material life you can hate your teacher.
U materijalnom životu možete mrziti svoje učitelje.
I hate this guy.
Mrzim ovog tipa.
He always gives me the bad notes.
Uvijek mi da lošu ocjenu.
And you can still learn something from him.
Još uvijek možete naučiti od njega.
There are spiritual things this doesn't work.
Ali što tiče duhovnih stvari, ovo ne.
There must be respect.
Poštovanje mora biti tu.
And it must come natural like smoke which rises in the air.
I mora se prirodno, to poštovanje mora prirodno biti tu, poput dima za koji je prirodno da se uzdiže prema nebu.
Not forced, but natural.
Ne na silu, već prirodno.
Therefore we must see that we can respect our teachers.
Zato treba se pobrinuti da gajimo poštovanje prema svojim učiteljima.
You can find someone whom you can respect. Wow, you learn so brittle.
Kada nađete osobu koju možete poštovati, onda tako brzo učite.
Now, there is also a respect out of etiquette.
Sada također postoji poštovanje koje se ukazuje zbog etikete.
If someone who is senior to you,
ako je neko stariji u odnosu na vas,
has for some time some little leave of absence.
I za neko vrijeme, za neko vrijeme nije tu, otišao je na odmor.
He has a holiday from ideal behavior.
Ima dakle odmor od idealnog ponašanja.
Don't immediately throw him out of the window.
Nemojte ga odmor baciti kroz prozor.
I know this is difficult for the Westerner.
Znam da je to teško za zapadnjaka.
But Vaishnav culture means you respect him, but you may not learn from him for some time.
Vaishnavska kultura znači poštujete ga, međutim možda nećete za neko vrijeme učiti od njega.
This respect is so important.
To znanje poštovanje je toliko bitno.
If you respect someone who is very qualified, you get blessings from him.
Ukoliko poštujete osobu koja je kvalificirana, onda dobijete blagoslove od njega.
And it goes so fast your spiritual advancement.
I vaš duhovni napredak se vrlo brzo odvije.
Ours is a culture of receiving blessings.
Naša kultura je kultura primanja blagoslova.
When we have blessings, impossible things become possible.
Kada imamo blagoslova, onda nemoguće stvari postaju moguće.
And we can get blessings from our senior Vaishnavs.
A blagoslova možemo dobiti od starijih Vaishnav.
The last point has been mentioned already. It is between equals.
Zadnja vrsta odnosa, već smo spomenuli, to je odnos između bhakta koji su jednaki.
Now in our Western culture, between equals, we want to create like a material sense of collegiality.
U našoj zapadnjačkoj kulturi, među osobama koje su jednake se gradi takozvani odnos kolegijalnosti.
Kolegijalnosti, yes. Sounds right. That is, we want to just make sure that we put him on the same level as we are.
Drugim riječima želimo se sigurati da smo čovjeka spustili na jednaki nivo na kome smo mi.
When we are in a bad consciousness, then we want to talk with him about how the world is bad and everyone is a niko.
Kad smo u lošoj svjesnosti, onda želimo s njima pričati o tome kako je svijet ružan i kako su svi nitkovi.
And so when we are feeling lusty, we want to go with her or with him into the private bedroom.
Kada se osjećamo požudnim, onda želimo ići sa njom ili s njim u privatnu spavaću sobu.
Yes. This is how friendship is often how do you say it, misused in the world.
Na taj način je dolazi do zloupotrebe prijateljstva u ovom svijetu.
Spiritual or Vaishnava friendships are resting on the principle of helping the others, the other advance.
Duhovno ili Vaishnava prijateljstvo se temelji na principu pomaganja drugima u njihovom napretku.
This is basically done in six ways.
I to se generalno čini na šest načina.
Giving gifts and receiving gifts.
Primanje i davanje poklona.
Revealing the mind and confidence.
Poveljivo razotkrivanje uma.
And hearing from him answers. Spiritual answers.
I slušati odgovore.
Talk about deep things.
Razgovarajte o dubokim stvarima.
Not superficial glupost.
Ne o izvanjskim površinskim glupostima.
And give prasadam and receive prasadam.
I također dijelite i prihvaćate prasadam.
Now I wanted to talk a little bit on revealing our mind and confidence.
Želio sam malo diskutirati razotkrivanje uma s povjerenjem.
If you don't do it, you will explode.
Ako to ne učinite, onda ćete eksplodirati.
And deep things which you have need to be shared.
Duboke stvari koje su vama trebate podijeliti s drugima.
With a dear friend.
Sa dragim prijateljem.
You have to learn this maybe.
Možda to trebate naučiti.
Out of insecurity we often talk about superficial things, not deep things.
Iz nesigurnosti često govorimo o površinskim stvarima, ne o bitnim.
Why insecurity?
Zašto je ta nesigurnost tu?
Because we have seen when we talk to someone in confidence. He has said it to the world.
Jer smo vidjeli, kad smo se nekom obratili s povjerenjem, on je to prepričao svima.
This is what we have to learn to not do in the association of devotees.
U društvu bhakta trebamo naučiti da te stvari ne činimo.
How do you feel if your deepest secret is next morning in the dobro jutro?
Kako se osjećate ako je vaša najintimnija tajna sljedećeg jutra na emisiji Dobro jutro Hrvatska?
How do you feel if your conversation is next day on com?
Kako se osjećate ukoliko pročitate svoj razgovor sljedeći dan na com?
Or on fax all over the world.
Ili ako je poslat faxom po cijelom svijetu.
Terrible!
Užasno.
Sometimes devotees go to a psychologist.
Ponekad bhakti idu psihologu.
Not here where we have no buts, but
ne ovdje gdje nema novca.
And then you ask them, why did you do this?
Ali onda ih pitate, ali zašto ste to radili?
He said, because he will keep a secret.
Zato što će on tajnu zadržati kao tajnu.
Otherwise he loses his job.
Inače gubi svoj posao. Ako ispričam.
Dear devotees! Dear friends, dear skeptics, learn to be confidential. Then you can encourage this deep exchanges.
Dragi bhakte, prijatelji i skeptici, naučite biti povjerljivi, onda ćete moći razmjenjivati odnose s drugim.
This was the brutal course on relationships.
To je bio brzinski kurs na temu odnosa.
I don't feel so satisfied, but because you need... Does anyone of you have questions? We will go for 5 minutes questions now.
Da li ima neko od vas pitanja? Ostavit ćemo 5 minuta za pitanje.
Hvala. Maraji? Yes, you.
I have a question, I have a few questions, but I will try this one. You said that we have to try to go over the false enthusiasm. And when we are in unsteady devotion, in the level of the unsteady devotional service, we came to the few phases. And one of this is sporadic endeavor. After the false enthusiasm usually came there. And if there is sporadic endeavor, there will be no true enthusiasm. So how to overcome this sporadic endeavor to get the real enthusiasm?
Dakle, dok napredamo na putu prenog poštovanja, susrećen,
Maharaji is talking about, he says that sometimes one is so good in the spirit alive and one is so, then the other time one is so mediocre.
Naš Mataji kaže da ponekad osoba je jako dobra u svom duhovnom životu, ponekad ne.
And she asks, how does this relate to enthusiasm?
I pita kako se to odnosi na naš entuzijazam.
The only way to be always acceptable Krishna consciousness is you have to purify your heart.
Jedini način da uvijek budemo na nivou prihvatljive svjesnosti Krishna jeste da pročistimo svoje srce.
Don't forget this very important point.
Nemojmo zaboraviti to vrlo značajno point.
Purify your heart.
Pročistite svoje srce.
When I was a child, there was a test which we would do as children. We would put a little piece of paper in our urine. And then we would be able to see how healthy we were by the color which would come.
Dakle, kad sam bila mala djeca, onda je bio jedan test, ne? Kapljicu urina bi stavili na komad papira i onda po boji bi mogli vidjeti koliko smo zdravi.
Do you know this in litmus? So there is a lakmus test which you can do in your life or in your heart.
There is a lakmus test koji možemo i u svom životu sprovesti.
It's malo privatni.
To je malo privatna stvar.
You may... You know, it's not for everyone to see.
To ne bi trebali baš svi vidjeti.
It's how much you are still attached to sex.
Test je koliko smo još vezani za seks.
There's nothing, when you are... There's nothing which breaks your steadiness so much as this attraction.
Ništa našu postojanost ne koči toliko koliko ta vrsta privlačnosti.
But it's for you.
To je malo privatnik, svaki za sebe može.
Krishna, Krishna, because this one attraction brings you so much into the mind and the body. Dramatic now. And when you see color is not very positive here, then you start showing.
I onda kada vidiš boja nije jako pozitivna, onda se nešto treba početi dešavati.
Become very, very active in the mode of goodness and spiritual goodness so that you conquer ignorance and passion.
Treba postati vrlo aktivni u guni vrline i guni spiritualne vrline tako da bismo savladali strasti na znanje.
Good. One more question, but better, this was a very good question because it referring to this morning's lecture. Do we have something on today?
Da li postoje pitanje koje se tiče današnje, ove sadašnje tematike?
No, today, I'm sorry. Yes, on this session.
Pitanje koje se tiče ovog dijela. Pitanje se tiče poante da osoba s jedne strane treba djelovati bez dvoličnosti, a s druge strane treba nastojati nikad ne biti izvor tjeskobe za druge. Da li ponekad te dvije točke nas ne mogu dovesti do unutrašnjeg konflikta? Drugim riječima, nekoga jednostavno ne volimo ili vidimo neke greške u njemu. Da li bismo sada kako da ostanemo istovremeno nedvolični i ne, dakle govorimo istinu i također Ганне доведемо в стані тіскови.
The most practical advice on this subject is that you analyze the reason for conflicts amongst devotees.
Найпрактичніший совет за опитання є, да аналізуємо розлоги за конфлікти, які настають між бхактами.
And a very safe way to analyze it is that there are simply different natures.
Вели настав начин за аналізує, да єдностранно бхакти посідує различні природи.
Some natures go well together, others not.
Нечі природи се добре слажу, а нечі не.
So when there are natures which don't go so well together, then we have to be a little practical and keep a little distance.
Тобто, коли знайдемо особу, чия се природа не слаже найбільшим нашим, онда мора бути практичний і мало се удалити.
In our philosophy we have the word svajati, you should associate with those of an equal nature.
Тобто наша філософія називає термін сваджати, що значить, що треба дружити з оними, які мають єднаку природу нам.
But if someone is not according to your nature, then be a little tolerant. This is how life is. How boring it would be if everyone would be your fabricat, you know.
Але якщо не йдемо на особу, яка відносно другачу природу, вона буде мало толерантний, як би світ
був до сі, yes.
Як би світ був до сада? Тобто, як би було досадно, якби всі були наша копія.
The first and foremost understanding of a devotee is I am not the body, I am a part of Krishna.
Базисне розуміння бхакти є, що я не само тіло, веч діо Кришна.
So only your mind gets disturbed about someone else, but you not.
Тобто саме наш ум постає знемирен з неким, але не ми самі.
Let us not deal with each other just in our according to our costumes only.
Не маємо се обходити один прямо другому, само складу з нашим костюмом, одягом.
Good, then I have another point to make.
Želim ovdje spomenuti još jednu stvar.
Next I want to talk about Vaishnav aparat.
Sada bih želio govoriti o Vaishnav aparatom.
Do you know what this is?
Da li znate što je to?
I think you all know.
Mislim da svi znate.
Making an offense against devotees.
Vrijeđati bar.
This is really the greatest destroyer of spiritual life.
То є воно, що є найвече, що в найвечій мірі може знищити наш духовний живот.
It has been said that by spiritual life you cultivate the garden of your heart.
Речено, що духовним животом культивуємо або узбираємо верт свого серця.
If and your cultivation and offense against a devotee should happen, this means that you invite an elephant who tramples all the tender creepers.
Ukoliko tokom uzgajanja tog vrta učinimo Vaishnava aparat, to je jednako kao da smo u naš vrt uveli slona koji će pregaziti sve nježne, nježne biljke ili puzavice.
There are six forms of Vaishnava aparat.
Postoje šest oblika Vaishnava aparata.
To make it simple, there are three forms.
Da bi sve pojednostavili, navišćemo, postoje tri oblika.
One is to talk, to think bad.
Jedan je misliti loše.
To talk bad.
Onda govoriti loše.
And then to act bad.
I djelovati pogrešno.
Kicking him in the behind.
Kao, na primjer, udariti ga u zadnicu.
These have been further divided.
Oni se još dalje mogu podijeliti.
If one beats a Vaishnava,
ako neko tuče Vaishnavu,
this is an offense by what?
To je uvreda koja se nanosi čime?
Body.
Tijelom.
If one blasphemes a Vaishnava, this is...
Ako neko vrijeđa Vaishnavu, onda to riječimo.
If one shows disrespect to a Vaishnava,
a ako neko ukazuje nepoštovanje prema Vaishnavu,
mind.
Onda umom.
If one gets angry at a Vaishnava,
ako se neko naljuti na Vaishnava,
Heart. Emotions, mind, ego, yes? Subtilly,
emotions.
Or even does not express joy in seeing a Vaishnava.
Ili ako neko ne izrazi zadovoljstvo vidjevši Vaishnava.
Oh. This all leads to going to hell.
Sve to vodi putu ka paklu.
Krishna wants that his devotees are respected.
Krishna želi da se njegovi bhakte poštuju.
Because he loves them.
Zato što ih on voli.
He loves infallible devotees.
On voli čak i malo otkačene bhakte.
Because he is very tolerant.
Zato što je jako tolerantan. Oh, nice.
So, when we create something bad against the devotee, that's not good.
Tada kada učinu nešto loše, prema bhakti to nije dobro.
Do you have a question on offenses against devotees?
Da li imate pitanja da se tiču uvreda na nesenih bhakti?
In death of Udata Prabhu.
Vaishnava is doing apparat to another Vaishnava. And then let's say authority or creature order must settle things. So I cannot show appreciation to somebody who's doing offenses to another Vaishnava.
Yeah.
So that he can see, oh, I'm doing a mistake.
Yeah.
Or if I'm trying to correct him, maybe he feels offended. So then I'm offender or
Yeah, very good question, very practical question, I would say.
Recimo, jedan Vaishnava pravi uvrede drugim Vaishnavi, onda mora stari pričer ili autoriteta stvari kako srediti, se traži od njega. Onda treba njaka autoriteta ukazati Vaishnavi koji pravi aparade, da nisam zadovoljan s njim da pravi greške. Onda se on osjeća uvređeno. Onda ja pravim aparate. Kako to se...
This moves into a very important subject matter. It is how to correct Vaishnavas who do wrong.
Sada se krećemo prema jednoj vrlo značajnoj tematici. Koja glasi kako ispraviti Vaishnava koji griješi.
The first thing is you should make sure that you are not envious.
Prva stvar jeste da moraš biti siguran da nisi zavidan.
Udata is not, but just that we are not envious.
Naravno, udata nije, ali onda da mi nismo.
The next thing is you should really make sure that you want to help the devotee.
Sljedeća stvar jeste da stvarno treba biti siguran da želite pomoći bhakti.
And then you may need to make an operation.
I onda možda će biti potrebno da izvršite operaciju.
But the next thing is you yourself should practice what you preach.
A sljedeća stvar je da vi trebate sami raditi ono što propovijedate.
That has two reasons.
I to je tako iz dva razloga.
One is your correction will have more power.
Prvi je vaše, to što ćete, vaše ispravljanje će imati više moći.
And the second is the one whom you are trying to correct will have it easier to accept what you tell him.
A druga stvar, osobu koju pokušavate ispraviti, sad će biti puno lakše da prihvati ono što kažete.
If we can just learn, let me say it positively, to be nice to devotees.
Kad bi se samo naučili fino se obhoditi prema Vaishnavama.
That will change the whole atmosphere of our society.
To će promijeniti cjelokupnu atmosferu našeg društva.
Have you already served today a Vaishnava?
Da li ste danas već služili Vaishnavu?
Good question, isn't it?
Dobro pitanje, zar ne?
Have you already thought nice about a Vaishnava today?
Da li ste već mislili dobro o nekom Vaishnavi danas?
Have you already helped a Vaishnava today?
Da li ste danas već pomogli nekom Vaishnavi?
This is the workshop against aparadhas.
Ovo je radionica protiv uvreda.
If you do it every day, you will be free from aparadha.
Ako radite to svaki dan, postajete slobodni od uvreda.
Train a little.
Moramo se malo obučavati.
Dobro, dobro, dobro. Let me see. Not talking all over the place. Any other question? This is...
Oh,
here we go. I want to take...